Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on this Wednesday morning. And joining us via telephone from the administrative offices here at USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools is Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Brandy Santos. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
Well, glad to have you both in here. This worked out in a very timely manner with all the events going on in the news here. And we just want to make a disclaimer here. We won't be taking phone calls here during this In Focus interview because we have them on the phone line here this morning. But if you have questions, you can email them to studio@1350kman.com. I will advise that they may not have all the answers at this point, but they will do their best to answer any questions they can. And boy, this is quite a unique circumstance we find ourselves in, Eric. And I know there's a lot of challenges that you guys still have to face.
Definitely. You know, I'll probably just start off with, you know, the announcement that the governor made yesterday to close school buildings through the end of the year, but also stating that education won't stop either. That we might have a little hiatus to figure out a plan and what to move forward, but you look online, you look on the social media, and you see that some people have the perception that everything's stopping. It's not all stopping, but it sure is all going to change. And what that looks like, I'm not exactly sure. So I'll let Brandy comment on a parent side of it and the school board member. She's had some great thoughts on this and a great perspective.
Well, I just think that, you know, first and foremost, I'm a mother. I've got two children in the district. And so, you know, the first thing we did this morning was act like we were going to school, even though we didn't. And I think every family is going to have to figure out what's best for them. And at the same time, the school administration is really working hard to come up with a plan that's feasible. And we just take this one step at a time. I think we're just going to need to be patient. I think we're going to have to give everyone a little time if this is all fresh. And again, I heard it the same time everyone else did. And so I think we're all a little curious as to what's going to happen. I think there's a lot of unknowns, but I think we've just got to take a deep breath and try our best to navigate through this for each individual, because it's going to look different for every family, and what we all have to go through in every circumstance is going to be unique. So I think we all need to consider that.
Well, yeah, and I think you hit on a key point earlier, Eric, about the fact that education is not stopping. We'll have some sort of idea here in the next week or so, hopefully, what that will look like, but probably some sort of an online component, I would imagine.
Yeah, today we're supposed to get some guidance. There's a task force the governor put together, and they've been working over the last week on some recommendations or some ideas for districts to consider on alternate delivery format. We've dabbled. We have a lot of online stuff ready to go in certain pockets. We're ready on this. We're just not ready across the board. You know, when you get into special education or 504 accommodations and things like that, we have some things we need to put together before everything's available for all kids. And we also have some access issues as well. You know, not all of our families have high enough speed internet at home or a device. I think we can accommodate a lot of those things, and I know there's some organizations working on some connectivities for homes. So that's going to be part of the resources we send out or questions we send out to our families about what is their capacity on this. But I think there's some options, and they talk about small group instructions being able to take place later on in the years. I don't know what that means yet as far as the definition of what it means. They're going to have to outline that for us. I don't know if they want to go by what the president put out was groups of 10 or less. You know, if we have groups of 10 or less for a period of time and we got to rotate people in and out, what does that look like? What are the logistics on that? It's just a lot to figure out. But I think we'll get some ideas on that. My issue is we get that about 5 o'clock this afternoon, and we turn around and have a board meeting an hour and a half later.
Yeah.
So we're going to need some time to put that plan together.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, you won't have all the answers tonight, that's for sure. And I know you had a special meeting last Friday when we first announced that the schools would close for just a couple weeks. And at that point, you had some different options. And was this online component considered at that time?
Well, it wasn't ready for all. And I think what we have to be very careful with, that if we put something out there online and we have a certain set of population that doesn't have access, or we can't meet accommodations, or we can't meet IEP goals on that, pushing out something for some is different than organizing it for all. We weren't ready to go with all. If online learning is just putting assignments up on a website and having them turn it in by email, we can do that, but that's not what education is.
Right. Well, how much will you guys be looking to the Manhattan Virtual Academy? Because I know that is a component that is kind of familiar with this territory.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely take our in-house expertise from MVA, and they're actually a group. They've kept going. They haven't shut down. They haven't had to. They don't operate in a building. We have some people on staff that have organized that, but it looks much, much different. And we're definitely going to be looking at Brooke Blank. She does a great job with that program. She's going to be involved in our conversations moving forward. But even that only goes down to sixth grade. So what it looks like at our younger grades is going to be different too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No, a lot of challenges, especially for them, and delivering, you know, testing, instruction. I have a third grader at home, and she's dying to go back to school. And I know there's a lot of kids who miss that social interaction there, and that's something you just can't replace. But it's an unfortunate circumstance we all find ourselves in right now. What will this mean here? Obviously, graduation is going to be impacted by this as well. Has there been any discussions on that yet?
Not really. You know, well, like I said, we found out the same time you guys did. And I'm going to jump back a little bit to last Friday since you brought it up. You know, we found out about that at the meeting. You know, we were not going in that meeting expecting that order to come down from the health department. And we were in scramble mode of what we're doing for the next 2 weeks. So we really tried to focus in on this is what we know, this is where we're at. I think we had visions that something like this could happen, but if we took too much time in the future, we'd miss what we needed to do now. And now we're turning our attention to that. So, guys, anything?
I do. I just want to say that, you know, when we get a directive like that, even though as a school district, we've really been planning for individual learning for a long period of time now. And that's something that we will continue to do, but we are not quite ready to implement everything. And I think that's very important to say, you know what, this all came in the span of 1 hour. We, you know, the direction that we could have taken could have been very dramatic. And very different than what did happen. And so once we got the order to close for 2 additional weeks on top of the week that we were already at, it gave our administration time to put in a short-term plan. But realistically, yesterday's announcement changes things. And our administration and our staff are really good. We have had great communication, and I'm speaking right now as a mom. Our teachers at our school have done a really good job of communicating with parents, just letting them know that everyone's in the same boat. So we appreciate all of the staff. They are well equipped to do their job. They know what they need to do, and at the same time, they love what they do. Our teachers and parents, everyone is very valued. And we know the kids are anxious to get back in that learning environment. And as parents, we are very anxious for them to be. But we all just need to take a step back and allow the time for our administration and our staff to come up with this plan so that it will work. And we are very confident that they have have the ability and the resources to do that.
Yeah, we're speaking with Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Brandy Santos from USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. Again, we got the word yesterday that all in-person class for all K through 12 Kansas schools will be canceled for the rest of the school year. And obviously every district in the state kind of in scramble mode trying to determine how they'll continue to deliver education going forward. And school board meets tonight, 6:30. They'll try to get some of those questions answered here. I imagine you'll probably have to have a special meeting at some point, maybe next week here with a little more clarity. Would that be safe to say?
I think that'd be a good bet, Brandon.
All right. Well, we'll get into a little bit, a few more questions here regarding all these circumstances, and then we'll try to get into what's what else is on the agenda here tonight. Let's take a break real quick. Back with more In Focus on News Radio KMAN after this.